page 11, Salvation by Faith in Christ. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 5, verse 1. For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything, but faith working through love. Galatians chapter 5, verse 6. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. Acts chapter 13, verse 31b. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. Then they said to him, What shall we do, that we may work the works of God? Jesus answered and said to them, This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he sent. John chapter 6, verses 28 and 29. But these are written that ye may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name. John chapter 20, verse 31. Page 12. God's Mercy. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3. Who is a God like you, pardoning iniquity and passing over the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? He does not retain his anger forever, because he delights in mercy. Micah chapter 7, verse 18. For your mercy is great above the heavens, and your truth reaches to the clouds. Psalm 108, verse 4. Through the Lord's mercies we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 and 23. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward those who fear him. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness to children's children. Psalm 103, verses 11 and 17. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit. Titus chapter 3, verse 5.